好，咁今日咧系肥利门书嘅第五次分享。
So today is the fifth sharing on the book of Philemon。
嗯，咁上次咧喺阿 May 嘅讲道里边啦，就讲到因住遵行神嘅旨意，要因住遵行神嘅旨意啦，去咧愿意甘心受亏损，甘心嘅以善胜恶。
So in the previous sermon by May, we learned that in order to beobedience to God's will, we have to have this willing heart to accept loss or a cost, to pay a cost in order to overcome evil with good.
嗯，今天呢就想集中呢去睇腓利门书的15-16节。
And today we're going to focus on the verses 15 to 16 in the book of Philemon.
嗯，更加呢sorry.更加去明白咧，神喺我哋生命中美好嘅旨意，希望咧能够推动我哋有呢份嘅甘心。
So that through gaining a deeper understanding of God's beautiful purpose in our lives, we may be inspired to embrace and be willing to accept, yeah, what we just talked about.
嗯，咁咧先同大家咧讲一下今日嘅主题啦。
So first, let me share with you today's theme.
咁呢个主题咧，其实喺教会嘅里边咧，大家都系成日听到嘅。
And this theme is something you often hear in church.
咁咧喺我头先一开头打招呼嘅时候都已经提到噶啦。
In fact, I already mentioned it earlier when I was greeting all of you.
唔知大家估唔估到咧
？I wonder if you can guess what that may be.
Greeting 啊！
咁有人话系问候啦。
咁咧，我今日嘅主题咧都同。头先嘅问候有关就系亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹啦。
So indeed, my theme today is closely related to the greetings, and it is beloved brothers and sisters.
嗯，系啦，咁唔知大家咧有冇谂过啊？点解教会之间嘅人咧会有咁样嘅称呼嘅咧
？I wonder if you've ever wondered why we use this address among church members.
嗯，咁而呢个称呼咧，其实喺圣经里边咧。是乜嘢嘅意思呢
And do you know what this term actually mean in the Bible?
嗯，咁系啦，我哋咧翻翻嚟呢一度先，系啦，我哋相信咧其他嘅安排，我哋都系有人去睇噶啦。咁咧，我哋一齐去睇下啦，呢一个亲爱嘅弟兄姊妹咧喺圣经里边系乜嘢意思嘅
？Okay, so maybe we can focus back on.Yeah, our theme is okay. I think, yeah, we have enough brothers and sisters taking care of that side. So, yeah, let us come back to the theme, beloved brothers and sisters.
嗯，系啦，咁亲爱的呢三个字咧，咁喺新约第一次出现咧，就喺马太福音嘅3:17嘅。
So the word beloved first appears in the New Testament in Matthew 3:17.
嗯。咁呢度咧就神话啦，耶稣系佢嘅爱子。
Here God refers to Jesus as His beloved Son。
咁呢个爱字咧就喺圣经希腊原文咧，其实就系同呢个中文嘅亲爱的系一样嘅。
So the Greek word here for beloved is the same word as the word used when I address you as beloved brothers, sisters, and friends。
嗯。咁神喺呢一度咧，要表达嘅咧就系耶稣系佢所深爱嘅、亲爱嘅。
So here God is expressing that Jesus is His beloved dear son。
嗯，咁福音书之后嘅书卷咧，其实都成日出现亲爱的呢个字噶。
And actually, this word beloved appears quite frequently in the rest of the Gospels。
咁而要表达嘅咧就系嗰啲系嗰啲人咧系被神嘅灵去引导噶啦。同神之间咧系有一份爱去联系住嘅
，and it's used to describe people who are guided by the Spirit of God and who are connected to God through love。
嗯，咁彼此之间咧系有一份嘅亲密嘅关系，系神嘅儿子
，and they share an intimate relationship with God。They are children of God。
嗯，咁正如啦，罗马书8:14节所提到嘅就系，因为凡被神的灵引导的，都是神的儿子。
As Romans 8:14 says, for all who are led by the Spirit of God are sons of God。
嗯，咁所以当圣经啦提到用到呢一个亲爱的嘅时候咧， 好多时就系去形容嗰啲按神嘅旨意生活同行事嘅基督徒。
So in the Bible, this word beloved is often used to describe Christians who live and act according to the will of God.
咁而且好多时候咧，基督徒咁样彼此去称呼嘅时候咧，都会咧按住唔同嘅一啲嘅身份啦，加上一啲关系嘅称呼嘅。
And oftentimes Christians would address one another, with beloved, adding to a relational terms like brothers or fellow workers, depending on their relationship and their roles.
係啦，就例如有弟兄啊、同工啊、兒子咁樣。係啦，咁咧就好似保羅啦，就稱亞尼西姆啦係佢屬靈所生嘅兒子啦，更用咧呢個心上人啦，去表達咧同佢之間嗰份嘅關係嘅親密係佢嘅心肝寶貝咁樣嘅。
So Paul, for example, refers to Onesimus as his spiritual son, and even calls him his heart, the person on his heart, to express that intimacy of their relationship.
咁唔知道大家嘅親愛嘅心上人、心肝寶貝係邊個咧？
So I wonder who's your heart's delight, who's the beloved and the apple of your eye.
咁保罗啦，除咗称呼阿尼西姆系佢嘅心肝宝贝之外咧，佢亦都用亲爱的同弟兄啦去称呼腓利门嘅。
So, not only does Paul call Onesimus, the one on his heart, he also refers to Philemon as beloved and brother.
咁咧，我哋而家就去睇一睇咧腓利门书嘅第15-16节啦。
So let's take a look at Philemon verses 15-16.
係啦，咁我先用中文讀出咧，然後 Pastor Grace 用英文讀出。腓利門書1:15-16，也許他暫時離開你，正是為了使你永遠得著他，不再是奴仆，而是高過奴仆，是親愛的弟兄。對我固然是這樣，對你來說，不論按肉身或者主內的關係。更是這樣啊！我係頭先讀嘅係新譯本，呢度係和合本嘅。
For this perhaps is why he was parted from you for a while, that you might have him back forever. No longer as a bond servant, but more than a bond servant, as a beloved brother, especially to me. But how much more to you, both in the flesh and in the Lord.
咁呢一度咧就講到啦，阿尼西姆嘅暫時嘅離開咧，正係為咗。令到咧腓利門永遠嘅得著佢。
So here it talks about how Onesimus was parted from Philemon for a while, that hopefully Philemon might have him back forever.
係啦，咁如果咧單單去睇呢一個暫時嘅離開或者失去，正正係為咗得著嘅呢一個道理嘅話咧，其實無論我哋喺做乜嘢嘢，都係朝住呢個方向嘅。
If we focus only on this principle of temporary loss for the sake of gain, this actually applies to many areas of our lives.
好多时我哋为咗读书啊、名利啊、赚钱等等咧，我哋都需要做一啲嘅取舍。
In pursuit of education, fame, wealth, and other goals, we often have to make sacrifices.
系啦，咁过程里边咧都会经历一啲暂时嘅失去啦，为咗将来咧。去得到我哋所渴望嘅。
And in that process, in order to achieve what we desire in the future, we experience temporary loss.
咁我哋睇下咧，2025年福布斯全球富豪榜，伊隆马斯克啊，咁佢经常咧系位于呢一个全球首富，咁佢系一个好好嘅例子。
So let's take Elon Musk as a prime example. Elon Musk is frequently ranked as the world's richest person on the Forbes Global Billionaires list, and at least for 2025.
咁马斯克咧，佢呢一个创业之路其实系充满住挫折嘅。
Actually, Musk's entrepreneurial journey has been filled with setbacks.
嗱，从 SpaceX 嘅火箭发射失败，到 Tesla 嘅早期嘅困境啦。无论佢自己嘅企业啦，同埋佢本人喺十几年前，其实多次徘徊喺破产嘅边缘噶。
So these setbacks, including from SpaceX rocket launch failures to early struggles with Tesla, both his companies and he himself faced bankruptcy multiple times over a decade ago.
咁馬克思呢馬斯克呢咁曾經呢喺2014年呢一個60分鐘時事雜誌專訪裏面講到2008年呢係佢人生中呢最惡劣嘅一年。
In a 2014 interview with 60 Minutes, Musk described the year 2008 as the worst year of his life.
係啦，咁除咗呢要辦離婚之外啦，咁佢嗰兩間旗艦公司 Tesla 同 SpaceX 呢都係面臨破產嘅。
Aside from going through a divorce, his flagship companies, Tesla and SpaceX, were both on the brink of bankruptcy.
咁由於佢將佢全個身都壓喺呢一個 Tesla 同 SpaceX 啦，咁所以咧，2002年啦，佢係將 PayPal 賣盤俾 eBay 嗰時賺到嘅$1.8 billion啊，基本上都已經一掃而空噶啦。
Having invested everything to Tesla and SpaceX, the $180 million he earned from selling PayPal to eBay in 2002 was nearly depleted.
咁而佢喺2008年呢，佢就投入咗自己最后一笔嘅积蓄，接近系$40,000嚟维持佢嘅业务运转。嗰时呢，同时佢就要问朋友去借钱交租添啦。
In 2008, he poured his last savings, about $40 million, into keeping the businesses afloat while borrowing money from friends to pay rent.
咁但系马斯克咧，佢摆脱失败嘅情绪，佢坚持不懈嘅呢个嘅心咧，系有回报嘅。
But Musk tried to overcome his emotions or over these setbacks, and his perseverance paid off.
系啦，咁。在他考虑着破产的可能性的时候呢，美国太空总署 NASA 和SpaceX 就哇签署了订单。
Just as he was contemplating bankruptcy, NASA signed a contract with SpaceX.
两日之后 Tesla 呢也都获得一笔追加的资金去支持，马斯克呢就称之为死里逃生。
And 2 days later, Tesla also secured a last-minute funding. So Musk later described this as a close escape.
咁所以我想讲嘅系咩咧？就系马斯克佢自己去为咗自己嘅理想啦，可以话咧，佢将佢所有嘅嘢都投放喺 Tesla 同 SpaceX。
So the point is, Musk invested everything into his ideals for Tesla and SpaceX.
咁而最后佢系成功成为呢一个全球首富。
And ultimately, he succeeded in becoming the world's richest person.
咁大家可以谂下，若果要得到世上嘅成功同财富，都要咁样付出一定嘅代价，更何况系一啲得着永恒嘅咧？
So consider this: if achieving worldly success and wealth requires significant sacrifice, how much more than when we are trying to gain eternal things?
咁所以大家可以一齐谂下啦，有啲乜嘢系？短暂并不是永恒嘅咧。
So let us have a think. What are some temporal things and not eternal things?
咁我哋其实大家都知道啦，当我哋生命结束嘅时候咧，好多嘢都唔再系属于自己嘅啦。
I believe we all know that when life ends, many things no longer belong to us.
系啦，世界嘅一啲物质啦同财富，其实都系好短暂噶。
The material and wealth.Of this world are only temporary.
咁仲有啲乜嘢系短暂嘅咧
？What else is temporary？
咁咧就系、无论系夫妻、家人、亲戚、朋友关系，人与人之间几咁宝贵嘅关系咧，当生命结束，呢份关系亦都会结束。
Whether it's a relationship between spouses, family members, or relatives.No matter how precious these human relationships are, they end when life comes to an end.
所以其实单单肉身的关系其实都是很短暂的。
So purely physical relationships are temporary.
但是今天呢在腓利门书15节那里讲到，保罗讲到呢在主里面的关系是永远的，是没有完结的。
But in today's passage, in verse 15 of Philemon, Paul points out that relationships in the Lord are eternal and they never end.
咁所以啦，如果我哋生命里边咧有啲人系我哋看为好宝贵嘅，系自己嘅 心肝宝贝嘅话呢？
So if there are people in our lives whom we cherish as beloved, our heart's delight,
唔想因为呢个死亡而结束彼此嘅关系嘅话呢，咁可以考虑下将呢个关系呢带入去永恒嘅里面。
And if you don't want such relationships to end with death, then consider try to bring these relationships into eternity.
咁点样得着永恒嘅嘢，或者点样将关系带到永恒嘅里面呢？
So how do we gain eternal things, or how do we bring relationships into eternity?
咁彼得呢就对耶稣话，看啊，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你，将来我们要得什么呢？
So let's take a look at the words of Peter in Matthew 19:27. Then Peter said in reply, See, we have left everything and followed you. What then will we have?
咁呢度就讲到彼得已经撇下佢所有啦，佢想知道佢将来要得着啲咩。咁得着啲咩呢？
So here Peter says he has already left everything to follow Jesus, and he wants to know what he will gain. So what will he gain?
咁耶稣就咁讲啦，喺马太福音19:29嗰度话，凡为我的名撇下房屋或是弟兄姊妹、父亲、母亲，有股卷在此，有妻子啦、儿女、田地，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。
Jesus replies in Matthew chapter 19:29, And everyone who has left houses, or brothers and sisters, or father, or mother, or children, or lands, for my name's sake, will receive 100-fold and will inherit eternal life.
咁首先咧，呢度咧就话啦。
First, here it says,
为耶稣嘅名撇下所有，跟随基督咧，撇下短暂嘅，必要得着百倍，并且承受永生。
When we, for the sake of Jesus, leave everything and follow Christ, we leave behind the temporary, we will receive 100 times as much and inherit eternal life.
咁但系呢度留意到咧。彼得所问嘅系将来要得啲乜嘢。
But let's note that Peter here is asking about the future. You know, what are we going to gain?
咁所以咧，耶稣呢度所回答得百倍咧，所强调嘅咧就系喺永恒国度嘅时候。
So here Jesus is emphasizing, you know, what we are going to gain in the realm of eternity in the eternal kingdom.
咁唔知道咧，大家会唔会愿意去失去一啲暂时嘅，去得着永恒嘅咧，永远嘅咧
？So I wonder if you are willing to lose something temporary in order to gain something eternal.
咁如果啦，腓利门咧愿意甘心去跟随基督，跟随基督啦，按住神嘅意思行，甘心受亏损，甘心以善胜恶，撇下一切，唔计较阿尼西姆所亏负佢嘅话咧。
So suppose Philemon is willing to follow Christ and act according to the will of God to accept loss, to make the sacrifice, overcome evil with good, and leave everything without holding Onesimus' wrongs against him.
佢将来所得嘅咧，就唔止阿尼西姆咯，仲有百倍嘅房屋、弟兄姊妹、父亲、母亲、儿女、田地。并且是永远得着添嘅。
So what he will gain in the future is not just Onesimus, but 100 times more. Houses, brothers, sisters, fathers, mothers, children, and fields. And these are going to be eternal.
咁我哋咁努力跟随基督，都系想有啲得着嘅嘢啫，系咪？
So does it mean that we strive so hard to follow Christ because we all want to gain something?
咁耶稣咧都冇。不但咧，佢冇反对我哋有呢一份嘅渴求，更加好清晰嘅话俾我哋听，我哋会得着啲乜嘢。
Here Jesus does not oppose this desire to want to gain something. Instead, he clearly tells us what we will gain.
咁如果咧跟随耶稣喺今世咧会变百万富翁咧，咁我谂好多人都会愿意嘅。
Well, if following Jesus would make us millionaires in this life, I believe many people would be willing.
咁但系咧，就正正因为我哋成日好睇重就系一啲好短暂嘅事情，睇唔到永恒嘅得着系几咁嘅好，咁所以咧都好少人愿意去追求啦。
But the problem is we often focus only on the temporary and fail to see how wonderful eternal gains are. So actually, very few people are willing to pursue.
不过呢在马太福音十九章二十七同埋二十九节嘅平衡经文呢就去做咗一啲嘅补充。经文就话八倍呢唔单单系将来嘅时候喎。
But actually, the parallel passages in Matthew chapter 19, verse 27 and 29 provide further insight. The 100-fold gain is not only for the future.
咁都为大家呢去读呢个经文一次啦。马可福音十章二十八到到三十节嗰度话，彼得就对他说：看啊，我们已经撇下所有的跟从你了。耶稣说：我实在告诉你们，人为我和福音撇下房屋，或是弟兄姊妹、母亲、父母、儿女、田地，没有不在今世得百倍的，就是房屋、弟兄姊妹、母亲、儿女、田地，并且要受逼迫，在来世必得永生。
So let us read out the parallel passage in Mark chapter 10, verses 28 to 30. Peter began to say to him, See, we have left everything and followed you. Jesus said, Truly I say to you, there is no one who has left house or brothers or sisters or mother or father or children or lands for my sake and for the gospel who will not receive 100-fold now in this time, houses and brothers and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecutions and in the age to come, eternal life.
呢度就话所得嘅唔单止系将来，今世已经可以得百倍啦。
So here it indicates that the 100-fold gain begins not only in the future, but already in this present age.
哇，咁发达啦！咁原来撇下所有之后咧，人哋嗰啲财产啊、家人嘅都系自己嘅。
Well, does it mean that we've truly gained? Because it turns out that after leaving everything, even other people's possessions, their families become ours.
咁啊，有财有势啦！哇，更加咧，好多人可以自己指指点点。
So, well, we gain wealth and influence and many people at our command.
係啦，咁啊，所以喂，大家只要撇下一切就能得百倍，咁咪仲抵过，仲正过买六合彩係咪啊？
So, simply leaving everything, we'll gain 100-fold. Isn't that even better than winning the lottery?
係啦，咁啊，哇，大家嗱嗱臨快啲去受洗啊，將所有嘢放喺個奉獻箱裏邊啊！
So hurry up everybody, get baptized and put everything in the offering box.
係啦，咁啊，亦都唔怪得咧，保罗话係得着嘅，同埋咧，佢用呢个得着嘅字啊，原来咧，嗰原文係一个商业用语，佢话，哇，你所付出嘅已经得到相应嘅回报啦，係全部回报都收到，唔蝕過，唔係蝕過。
No wonder Paul says, he's actually using a word,in a commercial, you can say it's like a commercial term that means like to have it back. And it means that what was paid has received its corresponding return. And since the return has fully received, it's not a loss.
是啦，咁不过呢，经文就话，人为耶稣和福音撇下嘅，就唔系为自己财富撇下。
But hang on, read carefully, the scripture says, You forsake these things for Jesus and the gospel, not for personal gain or personal wealth.
係啦，咁同埋我哋今日咧都未睇完我哋啊腓利門書嘅經文嘅。
And we haven't yet finished reading today's passage in Philemon.
係啦，咁喺腓利門書咧，保羅就補充啦。
So in Philemon, Paul clarifies further.
係啦，呢個永遠嘅得著並不是單純得著呢個親愛嘅兄弟嘅。
He clarifies that the eternal gain is not merely concerning gaining a beloved brother.
亦都唔係呢即係講緊人哋嘅財產都係自己嘅意思啊。
And it's not saying that other people's possessions also become yours.
係啦，保羅係話不再是奴仆，乃是高過奴仆，是親愛的兄弟。
Here Paul says, no longer as a bondservant, but more than a bondservant, as a beloved brother.
係啦，佢喺呢度強調唔再系奴仆，乃系高过奴仆，系亲爱嘅兄弟。
Here he emphasizes more than a bond servant as a beloved brother。
系啦，咁除咗咧，保罗想表达就系、是、让亚尼西姆去脱离佢奴仆嘅身份，还佢自由身，唔再系奴仆之外， 點解佢要強調高過盧布呢？
So besides making the point that not only is Onesimus going to be a freed man, freed from bond servants, so that kind of explains a bit why he's no longer a bond servant, but why does Paul stress is more than a bond servant?
咁到底盧布同埋親愛的弟兄兩者之間有乜嘢關係呢？
So what's the relationship between a bond servant and a beloved brother?
咁我哋可以再睇一睇咧馬可福音十章四十二到到四十五節嘅。
So let's take a look at Mark chapter 10 verses 42 to 45。
係啦，當中嗰度即係講到耶穌叫他們來對他們說：你們知道外邦人有尊為君王的治理他們，有大臣操權管束他們。只是在你们中间不是这样，你们中间谁愿为大，就必作你们的用人；在你们中间谁愿为首，必作众人的仆人。因为人子来并不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命作多人的赎价。
Mark chapter 10 verses 42 to 45. And Jesus called them to him and said to them,You know that those who are considered rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. But it shall not be so among you. But whoever would be great among you must be your servant, and whoever would be first among you must be slave of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
係啦，咁所以啦，耶穌我哋會知道咧，就係喺我哋基督徒裏邊咧，佢係為首嘅，係我哋嘅大哥。
So we know that Jesus is the firstborn or first among us Christians, like our eldest brother。
亦都係我哋親愛嘅兄弟。
And he is our beloved brother。
咁佢為我哋舍命啦，舍去咗一切。咁所以佢首先都做咗我哋嘅榜樣，去做眾人嘅仆人。
He gave his life for us, leaving everything behind. So he has set this example for us to become a servant of all.
咁圣经里边咧，除咗用兄弟姊妹去形容大家嘅关系啦，亦都成日咧去用基督嘅仆人去形容基督徒噶。
The Bible not only uses brothers and sisters to describe our relationships, but also often refers to Christians as servants of Christ.
而耶稣咧就已经为我哋做咗榜样，做我哋嘅仆人，亦都去提醒我哋，我哋系要学习做仆人噶。
Jesus has already set us the example to be a servant, and this reminds us that we too must learn to be each other's servants.
咁保罗咧喺十六节嗰度就讲到，在我实在是如此，何况在你呢？
And in Philemon verse 16, Paul says.Especially to me, but how much more to you?
咁保罗唔系单单要腓利门去睇阿尼西姆唔再系奴仆，而系高过奴仆。
So Paul is not just asking Philemon to see Onesimus no longer as a bond servant, but more than a bond servant.
保罗看待阿尼西姆嘅眼光系一样噶。咁虽然咧阿尼西姆系服侍保罗噶啦，咁但系保罗系冇睇佢阿尼西姆系自己嘅奴仆。
So Paul views Onesimus in the same way in that although Onesimus served him, Paul did not see him as a bond servant.
係啦，咁即係佢睇阿尼西姆咧係高過奴仆，係親愛嘅弟兄。
He saw Onesimus as more than a bond servant, as a beloved brother.
大家可能會問啦，明明阿尼西姆係服侍保羅噶，咁保羅點樣睇阿尼西姆係高過奴仆？而佢保罗自己系做仆人呢
？So at this point, you might ask, "Well, clearly Onesimus was serving Paul. So how could Paul see Onesimus as more than a bond servant and instead see himself as a servant?"
系啦，咁啊，其实腓利门书十三节嗰度亦已经讲到啦，佢系啦，保罗咧佢为福音去受捆锁咯。咁呢个系为边个嘅咧？
So in verse 13 of Philemon, it tells us that Paul was actually under imprisonment for the sake of the gospel.
咁係為邊個噶？
So what was it really for? What was his imprisonment for?
為神，除咗為神呢？
So for God, but besides for God?
The gospel. Gospel for who? 为咗福音系为咗边个嘅咧
？So if we say it's for the gospel, then what is the gospel for? Who is the gospel for?
阿尼西姆仲有咧 ？What kind? All kind of people 啦，系咪啊
？So yeah,
brothers， 系啦，我哋每呢度知道啦，其实保罗佢系为到众人得到福音嘅好处噶。
So actually, we can see that Paul is concerned about the benefits of everyone. So those who are going to benefit from the gospel.
咁呢一个系基于佢对主耶稣嘅爱，去成为众人嘅仆人。
So Paul became a servant to all based on his love for our Lord Jesus.
同时，阿尼西姆亦都系为到福音嘅缘故，去服侍喺捆锁中嘅保罗噶。
Onesimus similarly is serving Paul for the sake of the gospel, while Paul was in his imprisonment.
咁呢个同样嘅系因为喺主里边呢个亲爱嘅弟兄嘅关系，亦都系基于对主耶稣嘅爱。
So this is again based on that same beloved brotherly relationship in the Lord and based on their love for Jesus.
咁所以希望我哋可以睇到喺神家里所得着嘅咧，唔系为咗自己噶。而是呢是为了来到彼此服侍的。
So hopefully through this, we can see that whatever we gain in the family of God is not for our own good, is not for ourselves, but is actually for serving one another, for mutual service.
弟兄姊妹都是呢我们服侍的对象。
So our fellow brothers and sisters are also people whom we can serve.
所以刚才看的马太和马可福音提到那些百倍的房屋弟兄姊妹母亲儿女田地都唔系用嚟服侍自己噶，而系我哋要去服侍佢哋。
So what we saw earlier in the book of Matthew or the parallel passage in Mark, when it mentioned the hundredfold gain of houses, brothers, sisters, parents, children, and fields, are not for serving ourselves, but for serving other people.
咁因为教会谁啊边个系为大咧，更加要去作其他人嘅仆人。
So within the church, whoever wants to be great must become servants to all.
咁只有咧，我哋为到耶稣嘅名同埋福音，撇下一切做众人嘅仆人咧，其实先会明白到底点样得到呢个百倍嘅房屋啊，弟兄姊妹、母亲儿女田地。
So only when we truly leave everything for the name of Christ, for Jesus's namesake, and for the gospel's sake.And we are willing to become servants to all, only then will we understand how we can gain 100 times in terms of houses, brothers, sisters, parents, children, and fields in this life.
就好似呢两位嘅牧者啦，大家都知道他们去非洲短宣，他们呢是服侍非洲那边的弟兄姊妹的。
So take for example our two pastors who went on the recent mission trip to Africa to serve the brothers and sisters there.
咁当我哋去咗非洲之后咧，大家我哋嘅教会大家啦，都一同咧去帮忙照顾以真、哦。
So when they were away in Africa, the church as a community, we all helped to take care of their child Lydia。
就好似咧以真嘅弟兄姊妹父母一样去照顾佢。
Yeah, we take care of her as if we are her brothers, sisters, and parents。
另外咧，亦都我哋有家庭啦。去接待我哋嘅牧者啦，俾佢哋喺自己嘅屋企去留宿一晚。
So additionally, the night they had to go to the airport, a family hosted them overnight.
亦都有弟兄咧去帮忙载佢哋去机场。
And a brother helped drive them to the airport.
咁佢哋都系甘心学习做仆人啦，将自己嘅屋企开放啦，亦都用自己嘅车去参与服侍。
So they willingly learned to be servants. They opened their homes and used their cars to serve.
咁喺我细细个啦，每当教会咧有短宣嘅时候咧，都系咁样嘅。
So actually, it's also the case when I was young. Whenever the church organized short-term missions,
系啦，教会里边嘅父母啦，都会因为要去短宣啊，就将自己嘅小朋友啦，就交托俾教会嘅一对嘅夫妻。
So, the parents who were going on the short-term missions would entrust their children to a particular couple in our church.
咁 就會有好多小朋友咧，就喺嗰對夫妻嘅屋企啦。
And many children would stay at their home during the mission。
係啦，咁我有好幾年嘅暑假啦，都因為咧爹哋媽咪去短宣，就去咗嗰對夫妻嘅屋企。
So for several summers, when my parents went on missions, I stayed with that couple。
咁佢哋咧看待我哋咧，就好似佢哋嘅小朋友一樣。
And they treated us like their own children.
咁佢哋亦都系咧服侍我哋，就好似成为咗我哋嘅父母咁样。
And they served us as if they were our own parents.
咁另外啦，我同 May 啦，因为咧去学习服侍教会嘅缘故，咁我哋都系撇下我哋住嘅地方同我哋嘅屋企人。
So similarly, May and I, in order to come to serve Liverpool Church, we also have to leave behind our home and our family.
咁嚟到利物浦教会啦。
To come and join Liverpool Church。
咁好感谢真係有唔同嘅姊妹啦愿意开放佢哋嘅屋企俾我哋去住。
So we are deeply grateful to, different sisters who opened their homes for us to stay。
喺呢度呢亦都有好多嘅弟兄姊妹同埋朋友啦都好愿意呢攞佢哋嘅嘢去供应呢我哋一啲生活上面嘅需要。
And many brothers and sisters and friends in the church are willing to share their possessions to meet our daily needs.
咁所以当我哋有呢个彼此服侍嘅心去咁样去看待彼此呢其实就能够体会今世能得百倍嘅房屋弟兄姊妹母亲儿女田地啦。
So, when we truly are willing to view one another as our beloved and have this heart of mutual service, we then experience the reality of how we may have a hundredfold gain of houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children and fields in this present age.
就是因为我们都去一同撇下一切去跟从基督去服侍佢。
And this is because we first are willing to leave everything to follow Christ and to serve Him.
咁当成个教会一齐去参与啦，弟兄姊妹都甘心去摆上佢哋一切嘅时候咧
，When the entire church participates and brothers and sisters willingly offer everything,
马可福音十章嘅经文补上一句，并且要受逼吧。
But let's take notes in Mark chapter 10 also adds.Along with persecutions.
我想讲就是其实这个是很美丽的图画。
But actually, I want to bring out what a beautiful picture that is.
为什么呢
Why?
因为当每一个人愿意为耶稣的名和福音去撇下让到更多的人去得到和神这份永恒的关系甘愿的一起去共患难和受苦亦都一起的去得荣耀的时候大家想想这个图画是几咁嘅美丽呢
Because when everyone is truly willing to leave everything for Jesus' name and for the sake of the gospel, so that other people may also gain this eternal relationship with God, and out of this willingness, we share hardships, we suffer together, and we will be glorified together. And that is a beautiful picture I want to present to you.
咁所以呢个唔单单系亲爱的嘅关系，因为喺世界上面，就算系亲兄弟啦、亲生嘅家人啦，其实都唔一定会咁样甘心嘅愿意彼此去服侍。
So this is not merely a beloved relationship, so to speak, because in the world, even biological siblings or family members may not willingly serve one another in this way.
我哋通常都会要求对方去服侍自己啦。甚至为自己的利益呢都争到你死我活的。
Because in the world, we often demand the other people to serve us, and we may even fight to the point of death, so to speak, for each other's own interests or benefits.
咁我哋呢再睇一下保罗系点样去睇主里面嘅关系。
Now let's just take a deeper look at how Paul views relationships in the Lord.
咁佢咧就话啦，无论喺肉身嘅关系或在主内，便更是这样。
So he says, both in the flesh and in the Lord。
系啦，咁到底系咩意思咧？咁我哋睇一下啲例子嘅。
So what does that mean? Let's take a look at some examples。
咁例如就系提摩太啦，同保罗虽然系冇血缘嘅关系，咁但系咧保罗却称佢为兄弟。
For example, although Timothy and Paul were not related by blood, Paul calls him a brother.
咁姊妹阿菲亚啦，佢好大机会咧系阿腓利门嘅妻子。咁但系咧，保罗系冇称佢为腓利门妻子，而系称佢为姊妹嘅。
And take for example, sister Aphia was likely Philemon's wife, but Paul does not call her Philemon's wife, but addresses her as sister.
系咁，我相信啦，保罗正唔系唔睇佢系系咪阿腓利门嘅妻子啦。佢嘅重点其实想表达就系、是。主里边嘅关系
，So I believe Paul does not deny that Aphia is Philemon's wife, but his emphasis is on the relationship in the Lord.
正如咧，耶稣其实都系咁样去看待嗰啲遵行天父旨意嘅人。
Just as how Jesus look at our relationships in the same way for those people who are willing to do the will of God.
咁呢度可以喺经文里边睇到。耶稣是真的看那些凡遵行天父旨意的人就是他的弟兄姊妹和母亲了。
So as this Bible passage shows us, Jesus truly sees those who do the will of the Father as his own brothers, sisters and mother.
所以其实呢无论其实对方是不是信主呢我们都应该去按住圣经的教导去对待彼此的。
So,In reality, whether the other person is a believer or not, we should treat them according to the teachings in the Bible.
咁面对信主嘅咧，就更加系应该要系咁样噶。
And all the more when it comes to fellow believers.
信主嘅里边，就算有冇血缘关系或者一啲身份嘅改变，应该都唔会影响咧自己按照圣经嘅教导去对待对方。
So whether we are actually related in blood or not, or whether there has been some change in our respective status, this should not affect how we treat each other according to the teaching in the Bible if we are already in the Lord.
咁相信咧，腓利门咧以前系按照圣经嘅教导咧去对待亚尼西姆噶，咁所以而家彼此其实已经系主里边嘅弟兄咧。那个关系应该理应是不会比以前差的了。
So I believe Philemon treated Onesimus according to the biblical teachings even in the past. And now as brothers in the Lord, I believe their relationship would not be worse than before.
咁利物浦教会啦是很多家庭去组成的。
So the Liverpool Church is composed of many, many families.
咁不知道大家呢有没有留意在屋企sorry。在家里面的基督徒的家人呢其实是更加是我们主里面的弟兄姊妹呢
So have you ever considered it this way? That our fellow family members who are Christians at home, okay? We actually are also brothers and sisters in the Lord.
而在教会里面的弟兄姊妹是真是我们的家人呢
And we can see that brothers and sisters in the Lord are truly our family.
咁接住落嚟，我想分享自己嘅学习啦，特别集中系咧，屋企人都系基督徒嘅时候啊，会点应用嘅咧
？So next, I'd like to share with you my own experience. How we can apply this teaching to situations where our family members are all Christians.
因为我自己都发现咧，喺屋企里边咧。真系先好考验到底能唔能够将圣经去所学习到嘅去实际应用出嚟。
Because I found that at home is actually the best testing ground to see if we truly can apply what we've learned from the Bible and put it into practice.
同时咧，即系屋企先最真实嘅，亦都系最好嘅场景咧，去学习圣经嘅教导。
So our home is also the most authentic environment.For learning and practicing biblical principles.
咁喺我信主之后啦，其实咧神系真系改变咗我同父母嘅关系，咁彼此系真系更加和睦嘅。
So after I became a believer, God truly transformed my relationship with my parents, and yeah, it became more harmonious.
咁但系啦，同时咧都有好多问题嘅。
But at the same time, there were also many challenges.
咁因为咧喺信主之前。好多年嘅相處啦，都唔係用聖經嘅教導嘅。
Because many years before we became Christians, our way of interacting were obviously not based on Bible's teachings.
咁所以呢啲嘅相處模式咧，都已經習以為常啦。
So the mode of our interaction and these habits were already deeply ingrained.
咁所以都好缺乏啦，睇對方為主內嘅弟兄姊妹啦。
So we often lacked that sense of seeing one another as brothers and sisters in the Lord.
咁所以更加咧就冇服侍對方嘅心啦，所以就彼此之間咧都會產生出唔同嘅摩擦嘅。
So oftentimes we lack this heart of wanting to serve one another. As a result, it leads to various conflicts.
直到咧我哋嘅牧者啦，透過屋企嘅唔同嘅事情啦。將我哋屋企人呢個嘅相處方式咧，真係慢慢去更新改變過嚟。
It was only until we received guidance of our pastors addressing our different family situations to remind us that our family interactions need to be gradually renewed.
咁啊，有一次啦，咁我媽咪咧就突然之間喺屋企執嘢喎。
So that was this time when my mother suddenly started tidying up at home.
咁咧，仲喺WhatsApp 啦，就問我啊，屋企呢啲嘢咧要唔要抌啊
？And then she sends me a message on WhatsApp and asks, "Oh, would you like me to throw away some of these things?"
咁我嗰陣時唔喺香港嘅。
At that time, I wasn't in Hong Kong.
咁我睇咗之後，我就心諗嚇，我唔想嘥喎，呢啲係我用錢買翻嚟嘅。
So my initial thought was that, well, I don't want to waste these things. I bought all these with my own money.
咁所以我就。同以前一樣啦，我就話啊，你等我翻去先處理啦。
So I reacted as I used to and just said, "Oh, can you please just wait until I return and I'll handle it myself?"
咁但係佢咧回覆我話咧，佢話我翻咗香港之後咧都唔會有時間處理噶啦，咁所以佢想先抌咗部分先嘅。
But then she replied and said.Well, I bet you won't have time to deal with it after returning to Hong Kong, so just let me throw away some of it first.
咁喺以前啦，就算吓信咗主之后咧，我通常下一个反应就会开始话佢噶啦。
Well, in the past, even after I had become a Christian, my next reaction would most likely be to criticize her.
咁同埋话。同埋會話嚇、啊、都唔明解點解你又要突然之間抌好啲嘢嘅咧
？I would probably just say, you know, I don't understand, I don't get you. Why do you have to start throwing away my things all of a sudden？
咁另外咧，我真係即係唔想當呢啲嘢係垃圾啦。咁所以我又諗緊啊，會唔會揾佢咧將呢啲嘢去送人或者喺一啲二手嘅平台賣咗佢咧？
And I also truly didn't want to just treat these as trash or rubbish. I wanted to give them away, or maybe we could sell them on some second-hand platform.
係啦，咁所以嘅呢啲其實咧係真係要處理㗎，即係唔係嗰啲唔喐得嘅，係真係可以唔要嘅。不過我想我嚟處理咯。
So yeah, these are things that could be dealt with, but I just want to handle it myself.
咁所以啦，即係本來即係我真係好想去堅持自己去處理呢啲嘅。
So at first, I was still tempted to insist on handling it all myself after I returned.
咁但係咧，嗰一次神好似突然之間提我喎。
But at that time, God suddenly reminded me.
佢話：媽媽除咗係我媽媽，仲係我嘅姊妹。
Your mother is not just your mother; she's also your sister in the Lord.
咁佢神問我：你會唔會咁樣叫個姊妹咁樣做咧？
So it was as if God was asking me, would you ask your fellow sister to help you in the way you expect?
係咁，我諗我梗係唔會啦，我梗係唔會咁樣麻煩我教會嘅姊妹啦，係咪先
？And I thought, of course not. I wouldn't want to trouble my sister like that.
係啦，咁我亦都開始諗啦。啊，其實媽咪咧喺教會啦，平時啦都參與唔同嘅服事啦，咁亦都要照顧屋企人啦。其實佢係幾忙㗎。
And I started to.Consider how busy my mother already was. Because she's usually quite involved with church ministry and busy taking care of our family.
咁仲系咪要佢再花呢啲嘅时间去处理我呢啲嘅嘢咧
？So is it right for me to expect her to still find time to deal with my things？
咁我谂咗一下，咁我就决定 ，OK， 我放低我嘅谂法。要丢就丢啦。
So after thinking it over, I decided I'll just let go of my own ideas. Well, I'll just leave it to her, like to decide if she really wants to throw them away. So be it.
我亦都唔该佢嘅。
And I also thanked her.
系啦，咁嗰阵嗰次咧， 即係神提我，我真係要開始改變我對屋企人對待嘅方式啦。
So through that experience, it actually made me realize I needed to start changing the way I treat my family.
咁我同時我亦都要睇我嘅爸爸係我嘅弟兄喎。
At the same time, I need to learn to see my father as my brother.
咁聖經叫我咧要尊重父母。
The Bible teaches us to honor our parents.
咁但係太多時咧，就係以前好多好多一啲嘅溝通同埋以前相處嘅習慣咧，都令到我其實都好難改變嘅。
But too many old habits of communication and interaction make it difficult to change.
但係當我發現咧，我睇佢為我嘅弟兄嘅時候，更加能夠幫助我學習啊點樣去尊重佢嘅。
But what I find helpful is that as I start looking at him as my brother, it really helps me learn how to respect my father better.
特別同佢溝通嘅時候啦，都提醒我啊，我唔可以再按自己嘅諗法啊回應。甚至去反駁佢嘅。
So especially in our communication, I'm reminded that I should no longer just respond or argue based on my own ideas.
係啦，咁應該按照聖經嘅教導去回應啦，去順服嘅。
But to learn to respond and submit to him according to biblical teachings.
咁所以其實我以前咧係真係成日激到佢都冇嘢講嘅。
So in the past, I often made my dad so angry that he's speechless.
咁所以當我發現咗我嘅問題啦，咁我亦都真係同我爸爸去道歉嘅。
So when I realized my mistakes, I apologized to my dad.
咁而我嘅家姐同细妹啦，其实喺主里边咧，佢哋都系我嘅姊妹。咁所以我所讲嘅说话系应该讲一啲建立佢哋嘅说话嘅。
And the same go for my sisters. My sisters are now also my sisters in the Lord. So whatever I speak, I should speak words that build them up.
咁所以保罗提醒啦，无论肉身嘅关系系咁样，主里边更加系咁样。
So Paul reminds us that, we should take care of our relationships, on a physical level, but all the more in the Lord.
咁所以啦，最后我哋都可以一齐嘅去谂下，到底为耶稣嘅名同福音撇下一切系乜嘢意思咧
？Finally, let us reflect together. What does it mean to leave everything for Jesus' name and for the sake of the gospel?
咁到底？其实有乜嘢去破坏我哋咁珍贵嘅关系呢
？And what destroys precious relationships？
就系当我哋每一个人都缺乏睇自己系基督嘅仆人，缺乏呢一个彼此服侍嘅心嘅时候
，is when we lack this heart of mutual service. When we neglect that we actually should see ourselves as servants of Christ.
当我哋唔愿意为耶稣嘅名同福音。去撇下一切嘅时候咧，这个美好嘅关系就会破裂噶啦。
So whenever we are unwilling to leave everything for the name of Jesus, for the sake of Jesus' name and for the sake of the gospel, these precious relationships would get destroyed.
咁唔好话教会啦，其实肉身嘅关系都系咁嘅。
Well, this applies not only within the church, but also in terms of our physical relationships.
破坏关系嘅事情可能只系一啲小事啦，可能就系。煮公仔面嘅次序同方法啦。
Sometimes what damages relationships may seem trivial, such as the order of or the way we like to cook our instant noodles.
亦都可能系觉得对方讲嘢嘅态度啦，冇尊重自己啦。
Or we feel disrespected by somebody else's tone when they speak to us.
咁我哋亦都可以反问自己嘅，到底关系系重要啊，定系大家？自己好著緊嘅一啲事情方法或者一啲利益更重要咧。
So we can ask ourselves, is the relationship more important, or are the things such as the ways we expect from each other or our own interests that are more important?
咁耶穌話係撇下一切，咁呢個一切係包括地上嘅房屋、弟兄、姊妹、母親、兒女。田地，并且要受逼迫。
When Jesus says to leave everything, this includes houses, brothers, sisters, mothers, children, and fields on earth, along with persecutions.
呢啲都系为到福音嘅缘故，系为到别人人哋都能够得着同神呢个亲密嘅关系， 而去撇下自己所睇为重要嘅。
All these are for the sake of the gospel, so that other people may also gain this intimate relationship with God, and when we leave behind what we consider important.
同时间，当我哋咁样撇下嘅时候，我哋先有机会去得到永恒嘅。咁所以呢个到底系蚀定系赚呢？
And at the same time, when we leave these things, only then we would have the opportunity to gain what is truly eternal. So my question is this a loss or a gain?
咁所以大家都要谂清楚啦。喺教会里边主内嘅关系咧系永恒噶。
So let's just consider this carefully. Our relationships in church, in the Lord, are actually eternal.
我哋嘅相处嘅时间系冇完结噶。
And there's no end to how long we will be relating to one another.
系啦，咁所以都要谂下啦。若果我哋彼此嘅关系系不和嘅话咧，其实你谂下喺永恒嘅国度，你要成日去面对呢个同自己不和嘅人咧，哇，个感觉其实～就好似地獄一樣去痛苦啊。
So if there's disharmony within the church, we are not addressing these relational issues, imagine then in an eternal kingdom where you have to constantly face someone you are at odds with, such an eternity would be as painful as hell.
不過呢，唔願意饒恕人嘅人其實都入唔到天國嘅。
But actually, let me remind you, those unwilling to forgive others cannot enter the kingdom of heaven.
咁所以其实保罗系好想帮助腓利门去思想同亚尼西姆之间嘅关系，亦都好想佢尽快嘅真系去揾神去帮助去处理呢一个彼此嘅关系。
So Paul actually is helping Philemon to reflect on his relationship with Onesimus, urging him to seek God's help quickly to resolve their relationship.
系啦，保罗要话俾腓利门知，佢而家系你嘅弟兄啦，呢个唔系你嘅选择嚟噶。
So Paul is telling Philemon, he is now a beloved brother in the Lord. This is not your choice.
系啦，咁所以我哋都希望明白啦。其实亲爱的呢一个嘅关系啦，系一个喺主里边彼此服侍、彼此付出、彼此相爱嘅家人般嘅关系。
So I hope that by now we understand this term beloved is describing this relationship, one of mutual service, mutual giving, and mutual love as family in the Lord.
系啦，咁所以即系我哋喺教会同埋屋企有冇按照圣经嘅教导彼此对待咧？
So let us ask ourselves, in the church or at home, are we treating one another according to these teachings in the Bible?
系啦，咁其实即系就算肉身上面有血缘关系，名义系亲爱嘅，如果咧喺实际生活里边冇去学习为主耶稣同福音去撇下一切，去得着永恒。同埋用呢个劳碌嘅心彼此对待嘅话
，So even if we are related in blood or we in name we call one another beloved, but in actual fact we haven't learned to leave everything for Jesus and for the gospel in our practical life, we haven't been seeking what is eternal, and we aren't treating one another as a servant.
咁人嘅关系咧系好脆弱，唔单止好容易失去，我哋所得到嘅。其实都唔能够存留到永恒，只是短暂都会失去嘅。
Then we would see that actually human relationships are fragile, and not only are they easily lost, but whatever we gain now cannot last into eternity. It's only temporary, and one day it will be lost.
系啦，咁所以都希望透过今次嘅分享啦，都希望鼓励大家成为一个有远见、有眼光去撇下短暂去得着永恒嘅。嘅一个人吓，呢一个先系神美好嘅心意。
So my hope is that through this sharing today, I'm able to encourage all of us to become people with vision, with foresight, that you are willing to leave behind the temporary to gain the eternal. For this is God's beautiful will for us.
咁我哋一齐去做一个祷告结束啦。
So let us close in prayer.
创造天地万物嘅耶和华天父
，Creator of heaven and earth, our God Yahweh，
你创造万物其实都系要俾我哋嘅。
The purpose of you creating everything was actually for our good.
都是要我们去得着的。
You want us to gain.
恳求你给我们是有这个有远见的眼光。
We ask that you give us this foresight.
真是甘愿的去撇下真是地上一些短暂的。
To be willing to forsake what is temporal.
去得着不单只是永恒，更加是即系同我哋有一个好亲密嘅关系嘅人同埋主耶稣。
So that we may gain what is eternal, and especially many these precious relationships with one another and with our Lord Jesus.
仲有同你呢一份咁亲密嘅关系。
And this intimate relationship with you.
亦都恳求你去指教我哋喺生活每一日都按照你嘅旨意去对待我哋。所睇为亲爱嘅。
And we pray that in our everyday life, we would really learn from your word how we treat our family members in accordance to the Bible.
求你都系去帮助我哋。
Yeah, please help us.
亦都垂听我哋嘅祷告。
And please hear our prayer.
阿门。
Amen.